Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Nation, good to be back. Good to see you guys. I'm back in town. I've been looking forward to hanging with you guys. Got something I've been wanting to talk about and share with you guys for a long time because I hear it all the time. And I know that you guys are dealing with this. If you were interested in a unique selling proposition for your company and how to distinguish yourself, you are in the right place. It sucks dealing with lowball competition. And feeling like all your customers want to talk about is price. And today we're going to talk about exactly how to get around that, solve that, and have it out of your life. That said, we got Richard in the house. Good to see you, Karen Coy. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. So the reality is, if you can't distinguish yourself from your competition, you are stuck competing on price. And when you are stuck competing on price, not only is it really hard to make profit, there's no money to create a customer experience. There's no money for things like quality. There's no money for things like paying good employees or keeping good employees. Believe it or not, the quality of your customer drops. When you get people that are lowballer and want the cheapest price, you will find they are not the best customers. They complain more. They treat you and your staff worse. And the folks that pay better prices respect what you do, treat you better, treat your staff better. So ultimately, your self-worth and how you value your company is reflected in the price that you've got. If you don't have the tools that you need to be able to charge fair prices, create an outstanding service, hire top-notch talent, and doing all the stuff that you need, you're stuck kind of slogging it out with the Walmart types, and that is not for you. Richard says when you race to zero, everybody loses, including the customer. That's a big thing. We'll talk about another topic for another day, but a lot of times we think our customers suffer when we charge more. Somehow we're evil or immoral when we charge our customers more or raise prices. The reality is the value that they get out of the experience oftentimes is tied to the price that they pay. And when I am buying a Mercedes, if it's really cheap, I lose some of the value. I wonder what's wrong with it, or there's a problem, right? So what they pay has a lot to do with their experience as well. So not just when we talk about everyone losing when rates to zero, that includes the customer. It's not like they win and we lose, they lose. So many times I hear, oh, I'm really good. You put me in front of a customer and they'll buy from me. I'm charming, right? I'm this, I'm that. So the customer is going to buy from me. The reality is people will buy from the person they think can best solve their problem. So if all things are equal, everyone's the same price, everyone has the same quality, the customer perceives or the prospect perceives you're all equally able to solve their problem or serve them, they will pick the guy or gal that they like best, right? You may have heard it in sales, like, you know, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. Couldn't agree more. But they'll know, like, and trust the person they think understands their pain and is able to solve it. And they're always going to buy from that guy or that gal, right? So the know, like, and trust is great if price doesn't exist and understanding what they want doesn't exist, but just that charm, wit, and personality is not going to do it. They're going to want to go with a person they know understands their problem and can help solve it. We're going to talk about how you can be that. But we've got to get over that belief and that feeling that it is all about price, right? If we go into it with it's all about price, then we are going to get those type of customers. And that is just not the life that you want to live. And I'll tell you, we will get what we attract, right? If we go in thinking all my customers want is price and that's all they want to talk about and they're cheap and they're whatever, guess who's going to show up in your world? Cheap people that only want to talk about price. The reality is, and when you can understand this and believe it in your bones, your customers and your prospects will understand it. It is not about price. It is about making people feel the way that they want to feel. Right? So what they really want is to feel a certain way. And when they come into this, certainly if they're not experienced, and that's our job, by the way, is to help them understand what they really want. Because an uneducated buyer will say crazy things like, I just want, you know, the lowest price. But when you start saying, you can ask just the most simplest, superficialist questions like, great, so is insurance important to you? Would you like the people in your home or your business to be insured? Oh, you would. Okay. So is that more important than price? Oh, I need that. All right. Would you like the people that show up to have a criminal record or to be homeless? Oh, no, you don't want that. Okay, so would you like them to have vehicles that aren't going to leak oil in your front lawn? Okay, so when you start really getting some data, you realize it's not all about price. It is about other things. And really what they want to, when they say things like it's about price, what they're really saying is, I'm uneducated. I don't know what I want. And because I don't have any other information, I'm just going to say price. But we can educate them. What they really want is to feel a certain way. And that way is oftentimes certainty. They want to feel certain that when they come home, they'll feel a certain way. That when they come to their office, they will feel a certain way. That has nothing to do about price, right? So if you come in trying to sell price, but what they really want is certainty, but they don't know how to communicate that, which is your job to help them communicate that to themselves and to you, we're gonna run program, or we're gonna run into problems. Another thing people fall into when they're like, okay, well, I'll make this unique selling proposition, which is how we overcome all this stuff, right? Because we've got a unique selling proposition. All of a sudden, if it's unique, the conversation isn't about price because you're the only one that does that, right? When Steve Jobs came up with the iPod at the time, his unique selling proposition was 1,000 songs in your pocket. No one could compete with that at the time, or if they were able to, they weren't even able to communicate that as well. They thought people wanted megabytes or downloads or different stuff. Steve Jobs, the only one to be able to communicate what they really wanted was 1,000 songs in their pockets, which made him hard to compete with. So we don't need a clever slogan, right? What you need is a quick and powerful and easy to recall promise. 1,000 songs in your pocket, melts in your mouth, not in your hand. The happiest place on earth. 10 minutes could save you, or 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. I'm not saying any of the brands, but I guarantee you guys know every single one of those, right? We need a quick, powerful, easy to recall promise, specific promise that sets you apart from every other option that they're considering, including doing nothing at all, right? If it's residential or commercial and they don't have a cleaning company, we aren't just competing with every other cleaning company. We're competing with them doing nothing, just continuing with what they have. Even worse, if they do have a cleaning company, we're competing with, I'll just stick with the guy I've got. He's a little bit of a pain in the neck, but not that big of a pain in the neck, right? So we need to overcome that natural desire to just kind of keep things the way that they are. And the way that we do that is to let them know that we understand their pain. We are going to be able to give them certainty that they can feel the way that they want to feel. And the way that we do that is a quick, powerful, easy to recall promise that sets you apart from all other options, including doing nothing at all. So when we go into it believing, well, you don't understand, my customers want the most cleaning for the least price, like we talked about. They want certainty. They want to know that they will feel the way that they want to feel. And feel free, guys, gals, if you want to throw in the chat questions, thoughts, comments, if you think you've got a great unique selling proposition or a terrible unique selling proposition, throw it in there. I'll try and give some feedback. So a great unique selling proposition, because your customers want to feel a certain way and they want certainty they're going to feel that way, can be a risk removing guarantee, right? Like, again, melts in your mouth, not in your hand. That's a guarantee that'll happen, right? I'm trying to think of other hot, fresh pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes, or it's free, right? That is a guarantee. It removes the risk. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. So a lot of what, and we'll see if anyone throws in the chat, but a lot of the things that I hear, and if tell me if any of these sound familiar, please don't raise your hand, because I'm going to make fun of them. I don't want to make fun of you. We're green. We're a green cleaner. That's our unique selling proposition. We don't cut corners. We clean them. We're minority owned. We're small business certified. We're licensed, bonded, and insured. If we miss a cleaning, we'll immediately fix it at no charge. So many of us think, well, these are unique selling propositions, right? These are things that are going to compel our customers. Let's talk about exactly why none of these are going to work. Right? They don't fit the two requirements we have of a unique selling proposition that maybe kind of should be obvious, but we'll go over them. One, it's right in the word. If it's a unique selling promise, and I know unique selling proposition is kind of the common one. I like to think of it as unique selling promise because it's easier to understand. It makes more sense than a proposition. Plus a proposition sounds a little, you go a couple ways with that, but a promise is a promise. So I like unique selling promise, but it's got to be unique, right? It's right in the first word, unique selling promise, and it's got to bring value to your customer, right? A lot of times we just think if we do something kooky, our customers will like it magically, but that's not the case. So let's talk about what that looks like. First, Oh, Karen Coy, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. That's a great one. I think that's one of the insurance companies. And that is a perfect one about certainty, right? Just notice that doesn't have anything to do about price, right? We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. That gives certainty, which when I'm thinking insurance, I want certainty. And that's a great, I don't know if it's, that would be more of a slogan or a tagline than a unique selling proposition, but it certainly gives me certainty in the insurance company. Love that one. Great share, Karen. So let's just go over some of the ones I gave that you may be familiar with and talk about why they don't work. Well, we're green. Why doesn't that work? Why isn't that a unique selling promise? Well, first of all, there's no promise. We're green is just a statement. And second, it's not unique. Everybody says they're green, right? That's a dime a dozen. So it could be a value to your customers. Really depends on who your customers are. Some are very interested in that. Some aren't interested at all. But there are in most of the every large market that I'm aware of, there are other people that are saying they're green. So it might be of use to your customer, might meet that criteria, but not the unique criteria. We don't cut corners, we clean them. That's a clever saying. It's certainly not unique because I've heard it 152 times, and I don't know that it brings value to your customers. It's kind of something that's clever, but really doesn't communicate anything. One of my least favorite when it comes to commercial is we're minority owned, we're small business certified, we're SBE, we're HubZone, we're whatever. Well, guess what? Again, the government just wants certainty more than anything that you are going to be able to meet their needs. And being minority owned or something like that is just a tag that everybody has. So it's not a big deal. Certainly not unique. They give those things out like candy, put you through a bunch of paperwork and a bunch of government red tape, and then they give you a certification that every other company's got that you're going to be competing with. We're licensed, bonded, and insured. Certainly that is a value to your customers, but I would not say it is unique. Most of your real competitors are going to be licensed, bonded, insured. So that's fine. It's just not a tagline. It's just not a unique selling promise. It's just a promise. If we miss a cleaning, we'll immediately fix it at no charge. First of all, it's not unique. Everyone does that. Second of all, of course you'll fix it. If I pay you, you have to do the job. And if you screw up, you have to fix it, right? That makes perfect sense. So again, we've got to think of a way, and none of this is going to happen until we really, really clearly, truly understand our customers' pain. I think that's the big problem we run into is we are thinking about us-centered customer service or unique selling promises, not them-centered unique selling promises. And again, we some and the funny thing is we are typically not our prospect, right? Certainly if we're commercial, unless your cleaning company happens to own a large commercial building that needs cleaners, you're not your company, right? A lot of times we're working out of smaller offices and we're working for car dealerships or dentist office that we're not a dentist or a car dealer. So we think of it from our perspective, which is, oh, I'd want the cheapest thing or I'd want whatever. But that's not what dentists want. Dentists want more clients and to look good in their community and they want a bunch of stuff and cheap isn't always it. So we want to make sure, Richard says, how about instead of green, we use chemicals that actually clean? So again, I love it's funny when you start getting something clever, something that rhymes, I go two ways. We got to be clear first and clever second. So if you can be both, that's great. But if we can only be one, right? Like that's my least favorite thing about we don't cut corners, we clean them, is it's not really clear. It's clever, but it's not really clear. So instead of green, we use chemicals that actually clean. So that's I like it. It's actually does communicate something, and you're taking a stand, right? You're kind of the anti-green cleaner, which might be unique because there might be other guys that don't use green or organic chemicals, but just boldly out there saying it. Like there's a place called the Heart Attack Grill, which I love. It's in Vegas. I think there's a couple elsewhere, but they dive into the fact that they're unhealthy for you, right? They're like, if you get on the scale, and I think in the scale in front of everybody has a big display, and you're over like 350 pounds, you eat for free. They don't have waitresses. They have nurses that prescribe food. They'll come up and say you're dangerously. So they kind of go head into as opposed to, they have their they have cigarettes and it says, completely vegan or 100% org or something, just weird fun stuff and they lean into it. So instead of green chemicals, we use stuff that actually cleans. That's going to piss off a lot of people, i.e. the folks that love and respect the green movement. And I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I'm saying you better know who your customer is, right? And if you're Richard's immediately wanting to eat at that grill. I've not been there. I'm dying to go there, but it's they've got some very cool things. Anyway, all that to say, I love that distinction of who your customers are. So if you've looked at your customer and your demographic and the folks that you want to serve, and they don't care about that green stuff, and they feel like, hey, that green stuff doesn't work, it's weak, whether it's true or not, that's a great unique selling promise. Is we use stuff that actually we don't use green. We use stuff that actually cleans what you're looking for. That's fantastic. Natalie put in the it's heartattackgrill.com for anyone that wants to check it out. So yeah, the big thing is we want to make a stand. We want to understand our customers, and we need to give them certainty, A, that we understand what they want, and B, that we're going to be able to deliver on it. And a unique selling promise, certainly if it comes with a guarantee, right, where we're going to remove their risk. If something goes wrong, we're going to make them better than whole, which is a whole different topic for a whole different day. When we get this right, you don't have to compete on price. You start giving your customer the certainty that they want. Certainty that you can make them feel, A, that you understand what they need, B, that you have the ability to make them feel the way they want to feel. And this will elevate not just your company, but its value in the market. The last two companies we sold for seven figures, I feel like they bought a lot on our culture and who we were. And we were kind of, I don't want to say luxury, but we certainly weren't the low price position, right? And that creates values. It creates values in your employees, right? Nobody wants to work for the cheapo place that pays cheapo wages, that can never pay mileage or do anything fun or do anything because they don't make any money, right? So when you get this right, instead of competing on price, you can charge a fair price, you can make a good margin, you can hire good employees, create an amazing customer experience, give them the certainty that they want, and upgrade your customer caliber, right? The customers that are cheapos don't want to pay are the wrong customers. They are not there for you. So that is the value that we can do. If you would like, and again, my favorite and least favorite thing, because we know I think we've had over 1 million downloads and listens to this show, which is great, but such a small amount of folks actually do anything. So if you are the kind of person that's like, dang it, I don't want to compete on price anymore. I've got to do something different. Matthew says, any chance of getting some good examples within the industry? If you could be more specific, Matthew, let me know exactly what you mean. Well, if you're looking for a unique selling promise, the way that you do it is you're going to find out the pain that your customer has, and then you're going to respond to that pain. So if I'll do one residential, one commercial. If I'm selling residential and my customer's real pain, everyone else thinks they want my competitors think they want the most cleaning for the least money. They're going to say something like the most cleaning for the least money. But what you want to do if you really look into what they want, and you find out that they, you know, say it's a spouse and she's working and he's working and he feels she should clean and she feels he should clean because they both have a job and it's affecting their relationship. You know, you could guarantee that you're going to, help your husband and wife fall in love again, right? You could include a date night with your thing. There's all sorts of things that you can identify that could be your unique selling proposition is, the only cleaning company that gives you a date night and you come home to a clean house. Or if it's a mom and she's worried about stressing, you could include a free massage from one of the local, massage places in town and come home to a clean house or something like that. But you've got to really be clear on their pain. On the commercial side, again, you've got to understand what their pain is. If they're a doctor's office, you could guarantee that they're never going to have an upset patient. If it's a car dealer, you could guarantee that their quality index scores that goes to the dealer goes up at least as it comes to how the cleaning is. If it's somewhere else, you could guarantee that they'll have less employee absenteeism, right? Because we know that, or especially like with the daycare, right? There's all sorts of stuff you could guarantee that the kids will get sick less because you're gonna do a better job cleaning. So those are just off the top of the head, but what you really need to do is understand what your customer wants and then modify your entire business and certainly your unique selling proposition or promise around that. So again, what I was saying is my favorite is that we've got such a big impact on all the owners of cleaning companies worldwide, and it's great that you guys are all here in support. My least favorite is so few of you guys actually take action to put this stuff into place. You listen and go, oh, that was great, that was smart, or maybe it was stupid, I don't know. But you like it, but don't do anything. So if you are the guy or gal that says, today is the day, I am going to actually start getting the right customers, stop competing on price, being able to distinguish myself in a way that is unique and of value to them. It doesn't have anything to do with price, and I can start getting the good caliber customers, as many as I need, and start having my business or running it profitably. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the absolutely free complimentary on-demand training of the five shifts that you need to make to start transforming your company, and let's actually take action, right? So there are probably, if historically, a couple thousand people that are going to listen to this broadcast either by podcast or on the video or read it in a blog or here with me live. And I would be shocked if, you know, usually you'll find that 1 or 2% actually go to the website, and it's not even, it doesn't cost any money, but it's just that action of I'm going to sign up for something. I'm going to invest some time working on my business as opposed to in it. If that is you and today's the day, stop fooling around, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. And let us walk you through that process. So that's it. Hope to talk to you guys soon. We'll have another great broadcast for you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.